are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Before we talk about labor pricing, it'll be helpful to understand how most companies in our industry got started, because probably 80 to 85% of the current owners in our industry used to be a technician working for somebody else. And we work for them 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and all of a sudden one day, this little light bulb goes off. And the little light bulb basically says this: you know, they've been paying me X number of dollars per hour for who knows how many years, and they've been charging the customer this great big huge amount of money. And you know what? If I went into business for myself, I could charge that high rate and I could make lots of money. So I think about it. A few weeks, a few months, maybe a few years, and all of a sudden one day I make the break. I start my own company. Now normally I start out of my house or garage, very small facility somewhere, normally by myself, maybe with one other person. And my first major problem is this: how much do I charge? Well, that's not really a major problem. I just call all over town, I find out what everybody else is charging. And that's what I charge, or probably a little bit less. And lo and behold, I'm in business. In the first year, 2 years, 3 years, things go along relatively well. I'm making a little bit more money than I did before, even though I'm probably working twice as many hours. But I have the satisfaction of building my own company, and I have a future in front of me. So the first 2, 3, 4 years, things go along relatively well. And then about the 4, 5, 6, 7 year mark, this strange phenomena begins to take place. And the strange phenomena is this: all of a sudden, I seem to be doing more and more and more work and making less and less and less money. I look at last year and sales were up 30%, and I made less money than I did the year before. And I find myself scratching my head saying, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on? I saw a bumper sticker several years ago, and it kind of typifies exactly what I'm talking about. I want you to listen to it. It's a little humorous, and it's also got a lot of truth in it. And this is what it says. It said, business is so good, that is, I'm just working up a storm, business is so good that I haven't had time to go to the bank to borrow the money to pay the rent. Sound familiar? Does to all too many companies today. I mean, we're just working up a storm, and we don't seem to have the ability to pay our bills in the middle of it. Do you know how long it normally takes for a company to even realize it has a serious problem in our industry? To even realize it, I'm not talking about solving it, I'm talking about realizing it. Normally anywhere from 1 to 4 years, not months, years. And typically this is what happens. Things get tough, profits are down a little bit, cash flow begins to get tight. So what's the first thing we do? Well, the first thing we do is more work. I was working 8, 9 hours a day, now we'll work 10 or 12 hours a day. We're working 5 days a week, now we'll work 6 days a week. And what's that do? That puts more cash flow back into my company. Gives me a little bit of breathing room, helps me for another 6, 12, maybe 18 months, and then I find myself right back in the same situation again. So step two is this. Well, we're continuing to grow. We're bound to be making some money. We're bound to see some of that profit pretty soon. So my second step is, well, the first couple of years I was in business, I put some of that extra profit aside. I'll put that back into the company because tomorrow everything's going to get better. So I put that cash back into the company, gives me a little more breathing room. That helps me another 6, 12, maybe 18 months, and I find myself right back in the same situation again. So my third step is this. We're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get bigger. We're bound to see those profits pretty soon. So what I do is I...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.